Everyone's so riled up here today. No one wants to do it. That's one of the one things I hate, dude. Is when you're sitting there with like whoever it may be, like where you want to eat, like, oh, I don't care, man. Like, where do you want, what do you want to watch? Oh, I don't care, dude. And then you sit there and you're like, well, now that's a whole lot of responsibility being put onto one person. Like, why can't we work as a team, collaborate, and work something out that we're both going to enjoy? You know what I mean? But then you're left in the position to come forward with ideas, only for many of them to be like, ah, no, I'm not feeling that. No, no, I don't want to eat that. Oh, no, I hate that movie. I've watched it like too recently. This could have all been avoided if we just fucking talked, man. We're adults. Let's communicate. Is that not like, is that not something that happens to you guys on an everyday basis? Like where someone just says,
I don't have a girlfriend, so no.
No, man. It's not. It goes deeper than that, man. It goes deeper than that. I tell you.
I don't know, man. I talk to the homies. I'm like, yo, you want to eat this? You're like, fuck that. Let's get a burger. I'm like, all right.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, but like, I don't know, man. I feel like it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
You were really eloquent with it though. So
yeah, it's a very, yeah, I've never even thought of that. It's a very original,
like,
thing.
Man, when we used to, like, we, when we lived together with four other dudes or six dudes, one house. I don't know why I'm putting so much emphasis on how many dudes are in this house, but
there's six other dudes in one house.
Six dudes in this house, man.
We all lived together.
You know what the fuck was going on. Yeah, we were living together. That is it. We just, for 4 years.
I swear. Like I said, I don't have a girlfriend, yeah. So I'm not able to comment on that.
Man, I don't have a girlfriend, but I don't have a girlfriend by choice.
I had a buddy. Mm-hmm. He was one of those classroom buddies. Like, we didn't actually hang out outside
school friends.
Of school.
That's how Coleman was to me, you know? At one point in my life.
Yeah, okay.
Coleman, before I get, copied Coleman my was homework. Actually my hang best on. School friend, man.
Before I get into this story, I remember it was just John and I and Feeks here at Down the Wire. And I was like, yo, we need more, like, journalists, like, writers to contribute to the blog. I was like, do you know anybody, man? Do you know anybody who can help? And you're like, I don't know, man. I can reach out. Like, I don't know. And I gave you, like, months to do that, to the point where I was just like, fuck it. I'm just going to send email out and then to the Carleton Journalism J School. And Coleman was one of the people that replied.
And
I was like,
Coleman,
yo.
Coleman and I had stopped being friends at that point.
Coleman was like one of like 13 people that replied. And he was the only one that was good. And I was like, yo, John, read this guy's shit's actually good. Like, I like this guy a lot. And you're like, oh, yeah, Coleman. I'm like, what the fuck? So you knew this guy?
Coleman and I hadn't been friends for like a couple months at that point. He had completely slipped my radar. The only time I'd see
And then
Coleman,
I remember we were talking to someone.
The only time I'd see Coleman is if he would zip by on his bike every once in a while. He'd be like, John.
Coleman. But I remember we were talking to someone like, oh, how did you like Coleman join the team? You're like, oh, we were friends in university. I was like, fuck you. No, I found him through an email. And then you tried to take the credit for it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Back to my story though. So this guy that I was only like classroom friends with, like you and Coleman at one point, the relationship grew where we were out of classroom friends. We would hang out with each other.
Yeah.
So we were hanging out at this guy's
Coleman
house.
And I were at that point too, and then we stopped being friends.
That's what ruined it.
That's what, like, we didn't really stop
not
being
really.
Friends.
I went to the whiskey thing, and that was hanging out outside of school.
Yeah, and there's,
that was pretty soon before the email.
You're at a Down of the Wire event before you were even Down of the Wire.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
but like, dope. Yeah, because you stopped doing school for a bit, so I just lost all contact with Coleman for a bit. Like, Coleman, I messed with him, and he's like, hey, I was
we
like,
get it,
you
man.
You
didn't want
to
join the company. I get it. Anyways, this guy,
he's coming for my number two position, man. Fuck this guy. I gotta do anything I can to stay ahead in this company. You guys don't know how cutthroat it is in this industry.
Speaking of, though, Coleman is a really good blog writer, so you should check those out. Not right now though, in a little bit.
We'll talk. There's gonna be a story that gets us into that whole debacle, but yeah,
not right now. Literally don't check right now, unless this is like you're listening
we're
to this.
Going through it right now.
Yeah, unless you listen to this like in a few weeks or something. But anyways, this guy I went to school with, it's not even going to be that funny anymore because what we were talking about before was the context.
Okay. Sorry. What was the context?
For the context, we were talking about like living with a bunch of dudes and
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't have a girlfriend by choice.
Right.
I made that joke.
Yeah.
So that was the context. And I was saying this guy that I used to go to high school with, we were only classroom friends, and then we became friends outside of class. And I remember we went to this guy's house, we were just chilling. And then at one point it was just me and him. And me and Mike were chilling. And then he's just like, man, gay dudes probably have it the best. And I was like, Well, explain. Like, what? I need details, details. And he's like, well, I mean, like, you and I right now, like, let's just say we were gay. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
He's like, starts pulling out the cigarette package, waiting for that smoke break dip.
He's like, well, if, like, we were gay, we'd have the most chill relationship ever because we would just be chilling like we are right now, playing video games, watching TV, but, like, we'd be giving each other blowjobs and shit, and it would be sick.
Right.
And I was
see
like,
where you're going
I was
with
like,
this,
I
Mike.
See your point.
Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Yeah. That's why
he
I...
He now works for the Liberal Party. Not even kidding. He actually does.
You know that, you know that, the video where it's like two dudes sitting 6 feet apart in a hot tub because they're not gay?
Yeah.
Like that video from that's the how line. I picture this. That's how I picture this conversation be happening. Like, you guys are in opposite ends of the room. You guys had been talking to different groups of people, and then everyone just kind of dipped, and you're just sitting there sipping your Mike's Hard Lemonade, staring at Mike.
We were side by side on the couch, and he brought this up. I was like, I do see your
love
point.
Love seat or couch? Love seat or full size
love
couch?
Seat.
Nice.
Did you climb up onto the arm during the conversation? You turn around.
No, we turned got side it, by got, side. Yeah, yeah. Got up in this position.
Yeah, no, that was funny.
That's good. That's good.
So yeah, let's get into this podcast.
That's an intro. That's an intro. That's clip that.
I take pride in our intros. It's all about that clickbait because you fucks have short attention spans. It's all about, mm-hmm. you know, keeping you engaged.
Do you think the more we call out people's short attention spans, the earlier in the pod, the better, like the longer duration people will stay?
It's like reverse psychology.
Yeah, like the more we're like, fuck you guys for not paying attention for past the 15 mark. People are like, so listen, they're like, fuck this
guy.
It's a good tactic.
I saw this article. It's a good tactic because I saw this article. Is like Joe Rogan uses a lot of reverse psychology in his episodes.
Yeah.
To engage. We should probably take some notes from Joe Rogan on how to record podcasts.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't For go look sure. at don't go look at our old stuff.
That's number one.
Maybe Spotify will sign us. I don't know.
You should hear what we say off camera.
Now we got your attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're listening.
Okay, put that cigarette package
He's
away.
Waiting
no,
for
no
it.
Smoke breaks necessary.
He's waiting for it.
Yeah,
or she's waiting for it right now. Just they gonna say it? No, we're kidding.
Everyone's so on edge in the podcast world right now.
Yeah, with a lot of shakeups.
Yeah.
Oh man, there's so many. Let's get into. I don't even want to get into that.
Yeah. We've just spent the past 2 hours talking about it.
Let's get into our of the weeks before we get into the back page news. Of the weeks, we got don't drive with a dead body in the trunk moment of the week goes to
this Czech millionaire who's being investigated for driving allegedly 417 kilometers per hour on the Autobahn.
I like to say, too, just to mention like how less and less creative our of the weeks have been getting.
Yeah. We used to try, man. It's because the content's gotten more solid. We didn't rely on flashy headlines, you know?
So Germany's famous for having no speed limits on stretches of its motorways, like the Autobahn, right?
Autobahn,
that's the main one. But a Czech millionaire is appearing to do 417 kilometers or 260 miles
apparently per hour. Apparently, it was known that this guy had gotten a new Bugatti Chiron.
Okay, I was going to say, because I don't even think cars can go that
the
fast.
Yeah, the new Bugatti Chiron is fucking unreal, man. It's such a beautiful fucking car, but... Anyways, it goes that fast. So people knew he bought it. And then he took a video of himself driving on the Autobahn. And you can see the speedometer hit 417 kilometers per hour. And, like, I get that there's no speed limit, but, like...
Wait, he took the picture of the speedometer?
I guess so. There's only two seats. There's only two seats in the car.
That's scary. Going that fast
right?
on your phone?
Right,
like
dude.
Like, taking a picture? Don't text and
like,
drive. I hate
that. It's like that situation where, like where Chief Keef gets pulled over and, like, his... I forget what car it was. They're like, do you know how fast you're going? He's like, yeah, I know. He's like, yeah, it's a fast car. That's why I bought it.
So what happens to him, though? Because I feel like... he faces a prison of 2 years. Or a fine. Well,
yeah. I just couldn't...
Because I know in the States, it's like, they don't really give a fuck as long as you can pay it off. Because I remember my grandparents, they used to go to Florida a lot, and my nonno was telling me a story of how they were, like, they saw this guy speeding, and then they caught up to him and he got pulled over, and then they, like, drove past it a bit, and then the guy sped again, like, past them, and then he got pulled over again. Like, you can just keep getting pulled over as long as you have money. It's not like you get demerit points, like, here or something. I don't know if that's true, but.
Maybe back in the day.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know, man.
Rich people shit.
Yeah, I've gotten two speeding tickets, both in the exact same place on the highway, both by the exact same cop.
No.
Yeah, the only difference was like fucking 3 months, and it was just about the same time. The only difference was 3 months. I was going 5 kilometers faster the second time. Exact same ticket, same guy. I think, like, I remember looking at him, and he was just like, I was like, 3 months, no shit, no shit. Yeah. First time I passed him, fucking undercover.
I hate when worked. The same cop gets to know your last name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's a bad situation.
That's like the one time I got found with weed at the Rotary Park. Cop's like, what's your name? John Balser. But I don't have the same last name as my mother, but then my brother got out of the car, and he's like, Dr. Brooks, eh? She's at the hospital right now, isn't she? And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, no, she's actually at home, because that's why I'm smoking weed at the Rotary Park. If she was at work, I'd be smoking at home, you fucking douche.
Yeah, I remember I got caught up to mischief, and he was just like, oh, Racco, eh? And I was like, fuck you, man. What? Because I'm Italian?
Fucking pig.
Fuck you, man. What if my name didn't end with a vowel, you wouldn't even be stopping me right now.
So you got my hat and my hoodie up.
Sir, I would have had no knowledge of that prior to meeting you.
Oh my God. All right, next one.
Next of the week we got is defend. Oh wow, that's a big word for me, man.
Defenestration.
Defenestration of the week. Thank you, goes to
this angry spouse who threw an iMac out of a window and it killed a pigeon. So. As a journalist and word enthusiast, defenestrate's a word that's been on my radar for quite some time. I think Coleman might have even brought it to my attention way back.
Possibly. I've known about it for a while.
When we were just school friends. It's been, as a fellow word enthusiast, it's been, you've known about the word. As a
fellow wordsmith. Because you also made up a word in your last blog.
No, someone else made that word up, and then I used it, and I said that since she made it up, that's all I needed to prove my argument of being able to use that word. Yeah.
Anyways.
If you actually read the blog, Racco.
I edited it. No, I didn't edit it. I looked for quotes.
Defenestrate is a word that means to throw something out the window. How beautiful a word for something so, like, just...
Specifically a window?
Specifically a window.
Yeah, because, like, fenest is, like, French for winter.
Yeah, no, I was about to say that. Fuck, I was trying to look smart in front of you guys. Don't beat me to it. Sorry. Finestra is window in Italian, so that's why it makes sense.
I didn't know that. See?
Yeah. It's similar language.
You did okay, man.
Say like three more Italian words just to really nail in the point there.
Ciao.
There.
Spaghetti.
Linguini. It's a me, a Mario. Anyways, this person was walking along, and out come from the window comes an iMac, specifically 2016 model, and then another a flat screen TV, and the Mac landed on a fucking pigeon and gurked that thing.
Yeah. My question is, what do you think caused the iMac to get thrown out the window?
To be defenestrated?
I think it's because it's a spouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think she caught her partner watching porn on the family laptop or desktop and then toss it out the window.
Yeah, yeah. Or... Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, if it was a PS4, it would be much more... Is there music fucking playing?
Do you guys hear that? Where
is music? Coleman, are you playing music out your headphones?
I guess so. It's not showing up on the mic. It must be me.
Where is that coming from?
It's Coleman. You must be playing music. I thought I was going fucking crazy, bro. You never blinked an eye, and I looked over there like three times.
Was it coming from your phone?
Yeah, the headphones. Okay, cool. It didn't pick up, but...
I'm glad we isolated it. I would have been freaking out if it wasn't from your phone.
I'm like, no way the radio waves have gotten so bad that we hear them in real time now, man. No, okay. I
think it was porn.
It seems right. Or like he's got the dual monitor going, you know what I mean, with the TV and... Because she threw a TV out the window too, man. Like, she's got the dual monitor going.
Wow.
Yeah, but what kills me is that What makes me fucking laugh?
TV's deep because you get in a fight, you throw out the TV. It's like, well, now what? Now we have to talk to each other.
Yeah, you have to actually settle your differences.
Yeah, we can't just like now watch the fucking game while not looking at each other. Like John and I that one time when we squashed a beat.
Sorry, man.
We were watching the football
game. We're sitting next to each other.
Not looking at each other. She's like, yeah, man. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, just watching the football game.
I can't say that I wasn't a little bit responsible myself, man.
But yeah, oh, let's go. Let's go. I was so lucky the big play happened after that.
What kills me is how sad this dead pigeon looks, bro. Like, it's just gurks, bro. It's so sad. Poor pigeon, bro. Mike Tyson just turning in his grave.
Yeah.
The best
context part of, Mike Tyson loves pigeons.
The best part about this blog is that it's like a tech thing called iMore, and what they used the blog for was they talk very briefly about the Mac being defenestrated, but use it to slingshot themselves into a whole other part two of the blog where they talk about the new iMac coming out and all of the specs for it. Seriously, scroll down. It's fucking gold. If you scroll down, it's just, yeah. Reports indicate the company is also working on a larger form factor iMac that may also feature mini LED technology as debuted in the M1 iPad Pro 2021.
And they hyperlink it.
It literally just becomes a tech
blog.
That's
wow. No, that's smart.
It's not bad, right?
That's smart.
What did you say? Give an inch, take a mile?
Yeah.
In the ass?
Good one, dude.
You know it's good when you're the only one laughing at your joke.
Fucking got him, bro.
You give them an inch, they'll take a mile.
Give them an inch, they'll take a
Which
mile.
Which I never understood because you're only giving them an inch.
Yeah, are you going to stretch? That's a malleable old inch, bro.
That's another good word.
I'm a word enthusiast, like I fucking said, man.
Last of the week we got before getting to the news is, come on now, man. Moment of the week goes to?
This all-boys school that... to honor Black History Month, we're serving fried chicken.
So, yeah, for every day during Black History Month, you're going to serve a black or African cuisine?
African cuisine? African-American, I imagine. I feel like they're trying to ease it in. You know, they'll go with fried chicken at the start. But, yeah, most people, like, it's hard to say you don't like fried chicken. And then, like, by the end of the month, they're just feeding people ox tongue and shit, you know?
Right.
Like, well, I feel like it was like kind of to ease into it, but you can't go right for you can't go right for fried chicken.
Yeah, it's a statement from the high school. It says, regrettably, our message was poorly communicated, resulting in some perceiving it as
propagation
of a negative stereotype. Because those two words are long.
That was a
team
effort, boys.
Yeah. What's best is that the school goes, a black employee chose the dish.
Did they actually?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. It's hold on. Here it is. Yeah. Xavier school officials said the effort was an attempt to educate students about black history and culture, and that the meal was chosen by an African-American food service employee.
Yeah, he was probably like, I'm going to get this fucking dean fired. I hate this fucking racist son of a bitch. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just fucking do this.
He came to the school to apply as a fucking, like... teacher, but she's more than qualified for, and they're like, ah, we got openings in the lunchroom, man. And now he's just getting back at it.
That's crazy, though. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you?
I feel like
my grandfather would know that this isn't right.
This is the root of like all stereotypical racist jokes. Like, you just have to throw in watermelon and some grape fucking drink in there, and then and advertise it as such, and you are just fucked. Like, what? I don't know.
Yeah, it's
I also love the apologies. Like, we're sorry that some people think we're racist. It's not like, sorry that we did a stupid, dumb, idiot, like, stereotype.
That's so funny.
Like, sorry you guys thought we were being racist.
It's a Catholic school, too, right?
I wonder what the students thought. Like, I would what if that was just really fire-fried
chicken? Well, I'm thinking it would have been a student that complained.
Yeah, the vice president of the student body came out and was like, yo, this is fucked up. This is fucked up.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about this.
It's really bad. With the current client, just Joe Rogan not taught you anything?
Maybe Joe Rogan was teaching them too much.
Oh my god, bro. So brutal.
When did this article release?
The 5th.
When did this happen? The 3rd. It's like a day before the Joe Rogan. That's bad time. That's actually good timing for them.
Yeah.
Because now that the press is all on this other thing. Except us. We got gotcha.
Yeah, we fucking, you thought you could slip through the cracks, Xavier and Brothers High School?
We covered that back page news, baby. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, first headline. We gout.
BC woman finds naked man living in the trunk of her car for 3 days.
I saw this TikTok.
There's a TikTok of this?
There's a TikTok of this. This lady is like in her front seat and she's like talking to this dude in her trunk. And then I think at one point she's like, "Are you naked?" And he's like, "Yeah."
No way.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah, let me find it.
You have it archived? Pull it up. Pull it up.
Can you scroll down on the story just before you get too into that?
Okay, so you probably like, you're making a TikTok out of it.
Uh-huh. Well, she's a Red Seal diesel mechanic. This woman, she works on trucks, man.
She found mud in the passenger seat, so she noticed someone broke into her car.
Mm-hmm.
And then she cleaned it up, and she noticed that someone was still breaking into her car because the windows were all fogged up. And then she went inside the car and heard a voice go, "Hey." And that's when she discovered the naked man in her trunk. Dude.
And quickly realized something was wrong. Like, can you imagine if someone, like, no way am I getting in my car. Like, discovering the naked man is not when I realize things are wrong. If I get in my car and it goes, "Hey," I'm not going to be like, "Oh, hi, Jarvis." Like, no, what the fuck?
Dude? Yeah, I did find the TikTok. How do you guys want to watch it?
Yeah, play it. Well, I'll edit it in.
Okay.
Play it. Just put in the mic so I know how to time it.
"Why are you in my trunk, and are you naked?"
"Yeah."
"What?" "It's a rite of passage. To be, how did you get in there?"
"I'm the son of the Pope."
"What the fuck?"
"Can I put my dad on?"
"We appreciate that."
"Yeah, we really appreciate that.
I tell you, in my whole career, I've never come across anything like that."
What? Just keep going down.
Did he say, "I'm the son of the Pope"?
Son of the Pope.
Yeah.
Keep going down. Oh, this is good. This is good. Oh, man.
Yeah, to this guy, I don't want to defend this guy, but to this guy's defense, what are you supposed to say in that situation other than,
"No, I have a medical exemption, it's all good"?
Because if you think about, like, you know, you see it all the time in movies and TV shows, like someone's driving and they don't realize someone's in the back seat, and someone in the back seat goes, "Hey," and they all get freaked out.
Yeah.
You know, that's a classic scene in cinema.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a classic horror trope.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, usually it's like a friend though, that's in the back seat.
Right.
And then they pop up and like, "Hey," what do you say though? That isn't like, there's nothing you can say that wouldn't freak someone out.
Mm-hmm.
Even like a nice, "Hey,
I think you," "Hello there." Yeah. I don't know, man. Do your best Siri voice and just try to like ease in there. I think you start from when you can't be seen, you know, like, "Hey, don't get scared." I'm like, what? I'm like, "I'm going to get up slowly now." And then you just poke your head into the mirror and be like, "All right, I'm going to need this car and all of your belongings, your wallet, everything."
I promise Dirty Mike and the boys
yeah,
I'll bring it back.
I told them I'd bring them back a fuck shack, and this, you just had a Prius. So
she did know the guy, though, no?
No, she didn't.
There's a quote saying they went to the grocery store or something. Go out?
I don't think so.
"We've been to the grocery store together. We've got sushi together, gas together. We've been to work twice. Not a single word."
Said she's been driving around with him. Oh, no. She's had him in his trunk for time.
So they're friends now.
No. She had him in his trunk, took him grocery shopping, went and got sushi together. All the while, this dude's just like sitting in her trunk. She never needed to throw anything in her trunk, so she didn't know he was there. Oh.
How do you go to the grocery store and not need to throw shit in your trunk? What are you doing there?
All right.
I'm debunking this. You never leave the grocery store without having to pop the trunk.
I don't know, Jim.
What if you live alone, bro?
Yeah, I backseat it most of the time. I don't really like opening my trunk. Get my hands dirty. You know?
All right, fair.
You know what I mean?
Fair.
In the winter time, Canadian winter, it's a Canadian story. All salty on the back of your
That's
car.
That's true.
You don't want to touch it. You're like, "Ah, fuck it. I'll just backseat this pre-cooked chicken and a bag of rice."
All right, you're good
to go for a couple days.
One day I'm going to debunk something hard.
One day down to our stats and research, we'll do some real stats and research. What do you do if you find a naked man in the trunk, though?
Like, well.
What do you do? Put yourself in her shoes.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. I'd
be like, "What's up?"
I'd start rolling.
What's
I'd let them out, but I'd make sure that they didn't
Where'd
come out.
Where'd your clothes go?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to let you out now, but don't come out all crazy like Mr. Chow in The Hangover. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want no dick in my face with a crowbar in my back, right?
That wasn't even dick in the face. It was just straight bush.
Well, it's...
Would you rather dick in the face or straight bush?
Oh.
Like Mr. Oh, Chow bush.
Man, like naked, you can feel a dick on your face, or like just like the fucking your face is covered in, you like feel definite pubic dick hair. Like,
I think bush is kind of cushiony.
Yeah, but like still, you like what if like, you know, like it just like catches in the corner of your mouth and you come away with one.
You have crabs now.
Ugh. Facial crabs. You have crabs in your beard, dude.
Gnarly. Yeah, I don't know. My first question would be like, did you show up naked or did you like undress?
Yeah.
He asked the cops if he could put his pants on, and the cops were like, clothes. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah, so I just sleep better when I'm naked, you know? Doesn't matter where I am, just gotta be naked.
Next headline.
Lawmakers say this holy city's airport code is too gay.
Gay is in capitals because
in Gaia, the airport's code, like in Canada, how we have YOW, YYZ, YHZ, whatever.
Is LAX.
LAX.
Yeah.
Yeah. JFK. The Gaia airport is just GAY, yeah. All caps.
So when it says the city's holy city's airport code is gay, I thought they meant like the code of conduct
yeah,
is gay.
Yeah.
But it's the actual code.
Yeah. All the people like in, like working at the airport is on rollerblades. Short shorts and suspenders on.
So yeah, they want to switch the code from gay to YAG.
Yeah, and it's because Gaia is where Buddha apparently achieved enlightenment. I don't know, I'm not a Buddhist. I'm as Buddhist as the next guy, you might even say. But
nobody would say that.
But I don't really. What, Coleman? Can you? You seem like you've achieved enlightenment at least once or twice in your life. What is that?
I don't know. You've definitely eaten shrooms the most out of all of us.
Yeah, but like that's normally like 3 hours of me playing with my own hair, and then 3 hours of myself not making sure I don't cry in the mirror. Like just like really honing in on myself there.
What's the question?
What's enlightenment mean? What does enlightenment mean in this?
Well, Buddhist people are just, they're super minimalist.
Right.
So they give up everything, mm-hmm. and they never take gifts. If you go to a Buddhist person, you offer them food, they'll never accept it.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, like...
It's just sort of like, yeah, just like higher consciousness, meaning right. of life.
That
stuff.
Sounds sick.
It's like, you know, just in like in any religion, there's like
It's an super end goal. Intense, though. Like, they starve themselves, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they just won't eat, like, if you're offered food. I don't know, yeah.
So this is...
Most of your Buddhist knowledge revolves around them not taking food.
I'm Italian, man. That's all I care about. Like, you don't eat, I'm out. Catholicism, we make events out of things specifically to eat. So that's what I'm about.
Oh, my God.
We even did the last dinner, man. Like, that's us, bro. That's food. It's the last supper.
Easter weekend, we have, like, 18 amazing meals.
That's so sick. Lasagna for breakfast, dude.
You, oh, Christmas, they're like, just don't eat meat, you know, that's it.
Don't eat meat at Christmas?
Yeah.
Really?
You just eat fish.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Anyways.
That's crazy to me.
Religion class with yeah. Racco and Sean.
That's just so crazy.
So they make a pilgrimage to the place where
to
Buddha,
Gaia, yeah.
the guy Buddha originally... Or allegedly
achieved enlightenment. Does it not throw you off to like see these monks at an airport? Like that seems
yeah.
Weird.
Why do they have luggage? I thought
you
they
know
were
what
minimalist.
I mean? That's what I mean. I didn't think on. Like I feel like that was the whole thing about a pilgrimage too. You had to walk there.
Fucking pussies.
Like I think that I thought that was the whole thing was you had to walk there. Like when right? Don't you? I thought you had to walk.
I was in
that was the whole thing about a pilgrimage.
Bottom line is, it has nothing to do with the story.
I was in PEI once, and they had there is like a Buddhist monastery in on like the place where I was in PEI, like near the university or whatever.
Cool.
And they
painted an amazing image.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And, yeah. UPEI.
I'm there. Yeah.
And we were just walking like around campus, and we saw like a bunch of Buddhist monks like file out of a building, like on the university campus, like in a line, and then file into like one of those Mercedes transit vans, and then just drive off. It was like the weirdest shit. I thought
probably
I was tripping
going
balls.
To the gay airport, bro.
Don't say it like that. I don't know why you care.
Yeah.
That's the one thing.
Who's like, upset by this?
Not the Pope. He said it was cool.
That's the thing. Like, I actually want to, like, I'm just, like, again, like, the last story, just out of curiosity. Like, I'd love to talk to someone who's, like, homophobic and just be, like specifically about this situation. Though, mm-hmm. Like, why does this bug you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is it about the name that bugs you?
What, do these monks even know? I bet you they get it on with each other enough that they'd be like, you know what? Fuck it, dude. I support the gay airport. I'm just saying, pirates did it, cowboys did it, monks spent enough time around enough dudes that it was probably at least one of them that did it. Just saying.
I wonder if there's a species that's not gay.
Because,
like, I was watching this thing on Netflix. It's a cartoon about animals. It's actually really dope. It's for kids, but it's nice.
I was high enough that it was for teenagers. But they're saying
it's for me.
That there's specific species of animals that are, like, mostly gay.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, animals.
Mostly gay.
Yeah.
Like, as they will only have sex.
It was a type of bird. It was, like, 80% of the
species. They will only have
gay.
Homosexual sex until it comes time to procreate. Like, to, is that the word?
Yep.
Procreate?
Yeah. I guess, yeah. But, like, there's a lot of species that are gay, which is interesting because I feel like you should just tell that to homophobes and just be like, dude, it's, like, species.
Dude, fucking dolphins are doing it. The bugs are doing it.
Yeah, dolphins are really gay, aren't they?
Yeah, I thought so. I think dolphins are just horny, bro. They'll fuck anything. I think that's the case with most animals. I bet you that's the case for monks when they're confined to a small little monastery with a bunch of other dudes.
Yeah.
Was Gandhi a Buddhist?
Yeah, I was going to say, because isn't there like a thing where... like Gandhi slept next to like
Gandhi,
a naked
that's
child.
Why people, that's why slept Gandhi. Naked that's next why to Gandhi's child. Trying to be like they're trying to cancel Gandhi now. It's because to test like his real strength of mind and his avoidance of temptation, he'd sleep in between two naked 14-year-old women, and the whole thing was he wouldn't have sex with them. So that just showed how
Does
strong.
Does that admit that he has the temptation though?
But I think that's just it, dude. Like I think
because for me, I wouldn't be like to prove my temptation against. Like children, I feel like I would just be like, no, like I just,
yeah.
So, anyway, I think part of it is like restraint, like sexual restraint. So maybe they don't have wild orgies like the Catholic Church does.
Hey, we have good food.
All
though.
I've taken, all I'm taking,
at the orgies.
All I'm taking from this, all I'm taking
they're catered
from this,
well.
I'm taking nothing from this.
I'm taking,
this is, we're I'm, stupid, is what I'm taking.
I'm
from
taking,
this.
Might not be bad to be Catholic. Orgies and food, man.
Man, religion's stupid.
It is.
Like, where did that even come from, dude? Like, so stupid.
Anyway, gay
airport. Where did it even come from, man? Whoever thought of this shit, stupid, dude.
Like, I bet you they were just trying to write a really nice book.
Yeah,
and someone was like, hey, this is religious.
I live my life by this. Like, no. It's actually just a book.
He didn't actually split the Red Sea, man.
Yeah.
It's...
This is a fantasy. What are
it's
you
a metaphor, dude. It's a metaphor. They didn't know good literature back then. They didn't understand it.
Taken, he wrote the Bible. Whoever wrote the Bible, I'm still gray on that area.
One so, guy.
One, a lot of people.
Was it?
It was
like
a lot of people.
It's like a Kanye
I did know
album.
That. I did know that, actually. I take that back. I did know. It was. There's.
You're like, named after one of them.
A lot of it is just like letters.
Right. But like... Yeah, like what?
It's actually
just,
some good stories in there. You can learn a thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's I understand that. It's just funny that like they're just like it got written and then they're like, yeah, I mean this is a really good best book of all time right now. And it just kept people like this book's so good. I'm gonna base my whole entire personality off of it, and that's still going on 2,000 years later.
I think people were just hyped on Christ, and then when the like documentary came out on him, everyone like watched it on Netflix.
The documentary, yeah, that's the book, that's the Bible, the documentary of Christ.
And everyone watched it on Bible Netflix, and then everyone freaked out. He was the biggest celebrity in the world.
Dude, you ever heard about this Jesus guy, bro? Fucking water to wine, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah, it'd be crazy to be famous for something that isn't pop culture.
Yeah, it's like how kids, like people back in the day, had Jesus posters in their rooms. You know what I mean? Just because he's the biggest celebrity of all time. You know, they're carving fucking Jesus into their sandstone huts.
There's this comedian.
They're watching the newest episode of The People versus Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
on
exactly,
Netflix.
Exactly. And we're just—it's just how we love fucking.
Let's move on from this. Yeah. But last thing I'll say, I don't want to keep talking about this. This one comedian, Mark Normand, he said, like, he was really questioning why they use the Bible to swear on in court.
Because
they're like, you swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. They're like, yada, yada, yada. And he's like, on that thing? I fucking got all my ideas from that thing.
That's funny as fuck. Man sells NFT of a trash can for a whopping $250,000, bro. Insanity. Yeah, this guy was living in his car and fucking just doing odd jobs every once in a while. It's in 2014 and has now sold his literally a green bin or gray bin now, wherever you live in the world. Sold a fucking NFT of a pixelated art where it's just like rotating and shit for $250,000 fucking dollars. And he don't live in his car no more.
It is dope.
It is a dope. Yeah, it's sick as fuck.
It looks cool.
It does look cool.
But 250K?
So the funny thing about this is that he put this on Super Rare, which is a NFT trading, like selling website.
Yeah.
So he put it on there years ago because he made it a time ago. And he made it as a rage piece. That's what he said. It was called
a rage art.
Rage art. Yeah. It was just all the things that he was angry at in life. But his piece got removed from Super Rare. And they said that they thought I was taking Home Depot's picture and breaking the copyright. And then they threatened him legally for this process. But then they put it back up. And he just sold it for $250,000. Crazy fucking story.
But I don't understand, I'll never understand this.
Like, I don't think I would. I keep trying.
And
to.
I hate being that guy because I'm 23. Like, I should be able to understand.
Wrap your head around this.
I'm not 44. No. Like, you know what I mean? I should wrap my head around this.
It should be easy.
And I try to have conversations with people, but I don't get it.
No.
I don't. I really don't.
What don't you get about it? Let's see what you don't get.
Well, it's fake. Like, it's not here.
Right?
Like, where did it even come from?
What is who? Giving it that value? You know?
Who decides?
Is that even, like, I don't get it. Like,
the market decides.
I don't get.
There's an ad for Billie Eilish. I fucking love that girl. She's awesome. Sorry, she's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Racco doesn't want to talk about NFTs
anymore.
Anyway.
Check out John Down the Beat, but you see she stopped the show for a fan?
No.
Fan couldn't breathe in the audience.
It's a little late.
So she stopped the show until they found the puffer. And then she said, like, I actually make sure my fans are okay before going on with the show. People thought it was a little jab at Travis.
Yeah. Yeah, that's jabby for sure.
Yeah.
That's jabby.
Yeah. She's dope, though. She's that, like, yeah. Celebrity crush.
Celebrity crush. Yeah. Yeah. At least she's legal now and you can say it out loud.
How old is she?
Out loud.
She's like 18, 19, I think.
Probably 19 now.
But yeah, when her career started, you were like, yo, Billie Eilish is the shit. I'm going to say all the other things. No, I'm just I'm playing.
Damn.
Yeah.
This is how much Racco doesn't want to talk about NFTs.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect.
Perfect. Talking about fucking Billie Eilish.
This is fucking crazy. It is literally just a trash can, though. I think that
it's called art, Mom.
I don't get it either, though. I really don't. I don't understand this whole shit with the apes. I don't, the bored yacht apes, like what?
Oh,
what,
yeah.
What
yeah,
is
yeah.
that? And you get them and you get to go to parties with all these other douchebags who have these fucking apes.
The parties are online though, right?
No, they're on yachts. People who have these apes meet up. Like it's like
a cult?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah.
A little bit.
It's culty for sure, dude. Let's put it, cult, that's a great way to describe it. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of like how you had stock douchebags. Now you have NFT douchebags.
Fucking douches.
Or like stock
bro.
Bros. Now you have NFT bros.
Yeah, and crypto bros too.
Crypto bros.
That's the same thing as an NFT bro, though.
I think it's a subculture, the NFT bro. I hate them all, though. I hate them. Every single last one of them. I absolutely fucking despise you. Like, I think it's cool, but like, don't be how you are about it.
And you all listen to Joe Rogan.
I don't get it, dude. I don't understand. I don't like how things like this become people's whole ass personalities.
Yeah, the way I can sum it up is this meme I saw.
Okay.
And it was just, I told you this already. It was a guy that was talking to a girl at a bar.
Right.
He's like, oh, I have so many, my NFT wallet's like massive right now. I have like $100,000 worth of NFTs and crypto. And she's just like, oh, can you buy me a drink then? And he's like, no, I don't have any real money.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly,
that's it summed up to me. And I don't really understand, like, if I were offered one Bitcoin or 60K, I'm probably taking the 60K.
Oh, easy.
Okay, one Bitcoin is a lot of money, though.
It's 60K, though.
Is it?
Yeah, that's why I'm sure saying 60K.
Oh.
So, like, if I were one Bitcoin or 60K, I'm probably taking the money that's worth.
Yeah. 60K solves a lot of my... Because then I can take 60K. Allows me to solve a lot of my problems.
And then you
right
put
this moment.
You put half of that in the stock market where you know it's going to...
At some point in time, you'll probably make some money.
Whereas, like, I know you like Bitcoin will go up, but it could also, like, I don't know.
Oh, man.
It's very confusing.
I'm just going to be sad when years come from now and I can't use fucking dick pay because I didn't get my microchip with my Bitcoin enough back in fucking 2022 that now it's 2040. I can't use my fucking body parts to pay for
shit.
And
your kids are like, Dad, why didn't you get into Bitcoin? You could have been rich by now.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry, man. I fucking valued old-fashioned media and entertaining the masses of people out there.
Sorry, we sucked writing blogs.
Yeah.
Not right now, though.
Not right now.
You can read a crypto story in like 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah.
We got some shit to figure out, folks.
Yeah, we got some. Yeah, we got some issues right now. We got to handle.
You're a lawyer.
No comment. No further comments.
That's why we have the hood up today.
Can't speak. Yeah. Can't speak.
I came to the office today, and I was walking up to the front door.
It was stressful here today, man.
And Racco and John came out, each holding an unwrapped dart, ready to go. Right as I got to the front door.
It's been stressful today. Ah, oh, fuck. Next last headline.
Any lawyers out there?
Yeah, that's just it. That's
hit
just
us up.
It. I forgot we put five in here. Do you want to just say fuck these
fuck
last
this
two?
One.
Let's just say fuck the
one.
Last two, man. We're already at 41 minutes. Let's just get into sports.
Yeah.
Fuck it, dude.
Damn.
Bang.
First things first, I want to talk about. We'll get into the Super Bowl, but I want to talk about. So there's Donda Sports now.
Yeah.
And AB, Antonio Brown,
mm-hmm.
is now the president of Donda Sports. And it's his first role. They're like renting out a box suite at the Super Bowl for families to go and chill at, and also like on field passes.
Mm-hmm. So Donda Sports, from what I understand, is like a sports charity of sorts. It's like what people will do to get the Walter Payton Man of the Year award. Like, that's the type of stuff they do.
I thought it was going to be like, I thought I read something like it's supposed to be like street fashion for athletes too.
It probably is. I thought when I first read it, I had the idea that it was going to be like a sports agency company for artists who also want to play sports too, like Sheck West or J. Cole. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Like how they play basketball and shit. Like it'd be somewhere they could market themselves as well as an athlete, not just an artist. But from what I've mostly understood, I think it's like kind of charity type stuff. It's fucking sweet. Like,
it's kind of cool. I mean, I think AB being president though is like, it's just like, I saw his tweet. It was like Kanye just gathering all the villains together.
Yeah.
Because it was like a picture of him, AB, and the baby.
Yeah, Marilyn Manson.
So it's just like.
Brutal, bro. I don't know. It's a good move for AB. Like, it'll
yeah, no, it's
probably,
sick for him.
Probably buy him some points in the world.
Like, you know, it's dope.
I mean, do you think he'll return to football?
I heard he's, this is getting to music now, but I heard he's like featured on Donda too.
Probably.
So I don't know if he's...
I think he's just... Maybe he's clocked, man.
I think he might be done.
He got a ring. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
I'd be Prezi of Donda Sports and just fucking chill.
Chill, dude. Chill. Just wear all
Make
the...
Make families happy.
You know, wear all the oversized puffer jackets God could give me. You know what I mean? Retire the cleats for some big old fucking work boots.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But the Winter Olympic ski jump picture that's going viral on Twitter right now. Makes it look like, in quotes here from SB Nation, a dystopian hellscape.
And it is, it looks like a Call of Duty map.
It looks
like a Russian Call of Duty map.
It looks like one of those like roller coaster PC games you used to play. And you built it like in the middle of fucking,
it's
a Call of Duty map.
It looks as if Springfield was hosting the Winter Olympics. But it's fucked, because I was thinking this last night, I was baked watching the fucking women's big air fucking skiing, which was sick. Chick who won it, insane, fucking, it was dope. But anyways, the way the camera shot is it like shows them coming off the ramp, but the whole backdrop of the skier is just like on this gray smokestack, which is Beijing 2022 and the Olympic rings on it. But it looks just fucked. Like, it looks so industrial.
I think it's very fitting for the time we're in.
It is. Because
I think when people look back on what happened during COVID, mm-hmm. and they'll look to this and just be like, it makes sense that this happened during COVID.
Everything's gray and snowy and shitty.
100% artificial snow.
Oh, fucked up.
And I just want to like imagine that meeting where they're picking like future Olympic hosts.
Mm-hmm.
And China's like, we can do Beijing. We're like, I already did that for summer. We're like, oh, we're talking winter.
Yeah.
And they're like, you guys have snow? And they're like, no, but we have like $1 trillion. And they're like, we can make it.
We can make that work. We're the Olympics. Do you know how corrupt we are? That's sick.
I don't know. But yeah, let's get into the Super Bowl here because Super Bowl's in a few days.
Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
I know. I'm pissed though because the Niners won. John and I would be in fucking Colorado right now, almost there.
Eating legal mushrooms.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
Just chilling.
Yeah, that'd be chilling. Sick.
Laying in a field.
Yeah.
In Aspen.
Actually, no. By now, we'd probably be in Vegas.
Yeah, coming down from the mushrooms, dealing with the real life realities that you have to face after a mushroom trip.
But anyways, Super Bowl. Obviously, because the Niners lost, mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck, but I'll still watch it. But I want the Bengals to win.
I'm there for the food now.
Yeah, I don't give a shit anymore.
Commercial or two.
Yeah, I just want the Bengals to either spank the Rams. Or you know what? I wouldn't even hate if the Rams just got their ring that they paid for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
And then that's it. They're just fucked for the next 5 years because they have no draft picks and everyone's way too expensive.
Yeah, and old.
Yeah.
Do you think that if like, that's like a true LA ring though. You know what I
mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
Buy your way to the top and then fuck yourself for the next couple years. Yeah.
It just sucks if it works because then it sets a bad... I don't know, because, like, the Eagles tried doing it in, like, 2011, like, the dream team. They brought, like, Donovan McNabb mm-hmm. and, like, Terrell Owens and mm-hmm. shit. I think DeSean Jackson might have been on the team.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, the dream team, and it failed miserably.
Right.
And then the Saints tried to do it, too, like, recently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just kind of, like, I don't know. It just doesn't, like, super teams don't work in the NFL.
No.
There's way too many levels to it. The script writers might not have you winning it in the end. You can't control it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just, like...
If it's not in the cards for you, it's not in the cards.
Yeah.
You can't play against the dealer.
I would love to be an NFL scriptwriter for the Super Bowl. Like, I'm trying to guess what they have schemed up. Something crazy is going to happen.
What's your bold prediction?
I think...
Like, what's the one major fucking crazy event that's going to happen? You're like, whoa.
They can't turn the lights out again.
Mm-mm.
I don't know, man. I feel like it's going to come down to the wire.
Could come down the wire. I have like a feeling that like Snoop Dogg gets Joe Burrow high because Joe Burrow's just like way too cool. You know what I mean? He's like, they're like, hey, Snoop Dogg wants to meet you. And he's like, I'm Joe Burrow. Fuck yeah. And then he goes in there and smokes some weed. And he's like, I'm chill.
What's cool though is that if Joe Burrow wins, he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Easily.
You beat Mahomes twice and you just won a bowl with like a terrible O-line.
Yeah.
Second year quarterback.
Yeah. Uzoma for 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think I'm going to bet Uzoma, anytime touchdown scorer,
mm-hmm.
and maybe Chase, two-time TD scorer.
I think Chase for two is a good... I think they want that, man. The LSU connection, they want that in the Super Bowl.
It's a storyline, you know?
It is.
A storyline.
I love... The one storyline I love was... I forget who it is. I think it's the... It was their center. He was also a teammate of theirs at LSU. He carried Joe Burrow off after they won the chip.
Yeah.
And then he carried him off after they won the conference finals.
I saw this 9 quarterback appearances.
It's a wholesome event here going on in Cincinnati. They're doing it for fucking Harambe too.
Yeah, I saw that.
I love it, man. I don't know how you're not cheering.
Definitely
for
the fan favorite, Cincinnati.
I bet you everyone in that stand is going to be wearing orange because LA doesn't have fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Super Bowl is going to, like, it's...
It won't even feel like a home game.
No, I feel like there's going to be so many celebrities there from LA that the actual football fans are all going to be wearing orange.
I think Bengals win.
Bengals win it. I'm feeling it. The energy's in the air.
Yeah, everyone's pulling for them.
No one likes LA. No, they don't have any fans.
They don't have fans, dude.
No, they don't have any fans.
Yeah, the last vlog we did of the Niners-Rams game, all 4 Rams fans made comments on the post.
Mm-hmm. And then the 5th one we saw earlier that day.
Yeah, yeah. All right, folks, take it easy. Enjoy Super Bowl weekend. And, yeah, we'll catch you all next week.
Peace.